and he was wearing gloves, even though winter was 3 months away and the weather wasn't cold. Traffic slowed to a crawl where First Street started up a hill. Then it stopped completely, where two lanes became one because the blacktop was torn up for construction. There was construction all over town. Driving had been a nightmare for a year. Holes in the road, gravel trucks, concrete trucks, blacktop spreaders. The man with the rifle lifted his hand off the wheel, pulled back his cuff, checked his watch. 11 minutes. Be patient. He took his foot off the brake and crawled ahead. Then he stopped again where the roadway narrowed and the sidewalks widened, where the downtown shopping district started. There were big stores to the left and the right, each one set a little higher than the last because of the hill. The wide sidewalks gave plenty of space for shoppers to stroll. There were cast iron flagpoles and cast iron lampposts, all lined up like sentries between the people and the cars. The people had more space than the cars. Traffic was very slow. He checked his watch again. 8 minutes. Be patient. 100 yards later, the prosperity faded a little. The congestion eased. First Street opened out and became slightly shabby again. There were bars and dollar stores. Then a parking garage on the left. Then yet more construction, where the parking garage was being extended. Then, further ahead, the street was blocked by a low wall. Behind it was a windy pedestrian plaza with an ornamental pool and a fountain. On the plaza's left, the old city library. On its right, a new office building. Behind it, a black glass tower. First Street turned an abrupt right angle in front of the plaza's boundary wall and ran away west, past untidy rear entrances and loading docks, and then on under the raised state highway. But the man in the minivan slowed before he hit the turn in front of the plaza and made a left and entered the parking garage. He drove straight up the ramp. There was no barrier because each space had its own parking meter. Therefore, there was no cashier, no witness, no ticket, no paper trail. The man in the minivan knew all that. He wound round the ramps to the second level and headed for the far back corner of the structure. Left the van idling in the aisle for a moment and slipped out of the seat and moved an orange traffic cone from the space he wanted. It was the last one in the old part of the building, right next to where the new part was being added on. He drove the van into the space and shut it down. Sat still for a moment. The garage was quiet. It was completely full with silent cars. The space he had protected with the traffic cone had been the last one available. The garage was always packed. He knew that. That was why they were extending it. They were doubling its size. It was used by shoppers. That was why it was quiet. Nobody in their right mind would try to leave at 5 o'clock. Not into the rush hour traffic. Not with the construction delays. Either they'd get out by 4 or wait until 6. The man in the minivan checked his watch. 4 minutes. Easy. He opened the driver's door and slid out, took a quarter from his pocket and put it in the meter, twisted the handle hard and heard the coin fall and saw the clockwork give him an hour in exchange. There was no other sound, nothing in the air except the smell of parked automobiles, gasoline, rubber, cold exhaust. He stood still next to the van. On his feet, he had a pair of old desert boots, khaki suede, single eyelets, white crepe soles, made by Clarks of England, much favored by Special Forces soldiers. An iconic design, unchanged in maybe 60 years. He glanced back at the parking meter. 59 minutes. He wouldn't need 59 minutes. He opened the minivan's sliding rear door and leaned inside and unfolded a blanket and revealed the rifle. It was a spring.